I'm going to spill the tea on this crazy shit that's happening in town about me that I was unaware about.
Cheers.
Now, I find this even more comical because this is something I didn't even bring on to myself. This woman is that shit crazy and a liar and a coward. And I actually just, like, find it so fucking comical. Where people have been following me for a while, quite some time ago, I posted a video about a guy who was parking outside my gym and watching me run on the treadmill. Now I'm about to give you all the context, because some people are creating context, because they think it's fun. My husband and I had this man help us move something in our house, because I was not capable of lifting it. Super, super heavy item. I literally could not lift it at all. I am not as strong as my husband, as I shouldn't be. So we paid somebody to come and help us lift this thing. From that point on, this man had followed me around town. I'm at the grocery store, he's at the grocery store. I'm buying a bottle of wine, he's buying a bottle of wine. I'm at the gym, he pulls up in front of my gym that he does not have a membership to, that he's actually been kicked out of. One time he got out of his truck while I was running on the treadmill and tried to open the locked gym door. To get into this gym, you have to have a membership because there is nobody that works there. He does not have a membership. Then he continued to try to open the door. I was the only person in the gym. I was not going to let him in. I made that video explaining that I had noticed him and seen him following me around everywhere on TikTok. And all of a sudden it stopped. So no further action was needed. 6 months later, this fucking batshit crazy woman starts talking shit. Telling people that I'm currently pressing charges against him for sexual assault? Never happened, lady. Don't you dare put words like that in my fucking mouth. And she's telling everyone. So I confronted her. I messaged her immediately and said, hey, I'd prefer not to be spoken about. You also don't have the facts straight, so let's not spread lies. None of what she said has happened. Then she lied to my face and said that she didn't tell anyone. When you have cold hard proof that you could just shove into someone's face, but you'd rather watch them dig themselves a hole than lying pit of disaster. She said, I don't know you. What's there to talk about? Keep my motherfucking name out your motherfucking... And when I called her out and told her I had proof and knew it was true, she's like, okay then. Keep in mind, this lady runs the town. Like, you know those high school bullies that just never grow out of being a high school bully, and then they, like, start a town page and kick everyone they don't like out of that town page and delete anything that they don't like off of that town page? Yeah, this is her. Am I gonna get kicked off the town page? No, finally. I also found out why she doesn't like this guy, and she involved me in all of this drama. And it's because she had an affair with him for 2 years, while her husband wasn't aware of it. And instead of owning up to it and being a woman, and, you know, a decent human, she lied and said it was her husband who had the affair. Now, if someone decided just to tell me the truth and own up to what they had done, I would have never done any digging. But that wasn't the case. I'm assuming this person also doesn't like me because I've called CPS on their best friend before. Because I found their 2- and 3-year-old boys alone with no supervision. 4 or 5 times now, in the middle of nowhere. In the middle of winter, with no winter coats, by themselves, with no parents home. And I also found out that that person, who has those children, is being charged with a big drug bust and laundering. Now, little creatures. I have no problem living near you. But don't make it my problem to live near you.